Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic, Inner Sight Live, around the world. Welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. I wish Joe was here today. He'd know what to do with this big, crazy election. I want to thank the gentleman who's running for Congressman King's seat, Andrew Wolverino, I hope I'm saying that right. If I didn't, I apologize. Who is considering or thinking about or maybe will endorse the Inner Sight idea. If we can get him to endorse this idea and make it public, we're going to be on our way to doing something great for millions of Americans. Not only the disabled, but those who are paying high taxes, be able to lower the taxes. So we'll see what happens. Inner Sight Live, open mic, and I got a great email from the White House. And I don't know, I hope somebody heard me, because I put the word out there that they were sending me website links and all that, and I don't have a computer. I'm not a computer person. I get the email by voice, so I couldn't open up any of these links. But for the first time, I got an email that actually spelled out what was in it. And I'm very happy and glad to announce that Mr. Trump has helped millions, thousands of farmers in this country. When the pandemic came in, the virus, they lost their markets. You know, a farmer has to have a place to sell his stuff. Her stuff, his stuff, you know, the fruit and all that. And they lost that. So what Mr. Trump did was he turned around and ordered the Agriculture Department to buy only from these farmers. Therefore, giving them a market. All right? And he also started this program called the Family Farm Box idea, where they would sell boxes of food to people around the country. So he's trying to protect us, take care of us, watch out for us. You got to give the man that much. I mean, you know, he's a little weird, but who isn't? I'd rather have a little weird than somebody who is so damn goody two shoes, you know, uptight and all that. All I get from the Biden people is they're asking me for money. I got an email from somebody named Carol from Biden's committee. I listened to it and I tried to answer it, and they cut me off. I mean, it's a one-way street. You can't answer these emails. All right? With the email that I got from the White House, I got a phone number. So at least that's something. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. We hope to have an engineer on board so you can call in. A lot of things going on. Some things opening up, some things won't be able to open up. And we hope that people can get help with those businesses that are struggling, you know. No stimulus money. That's tomorrow night's show, by the way. Where's the stimulus money? It's greatly needed. I heard that 30 states increase the unemployment. Well, that's good. But, you know, the stimulus money really hurts those who are on a fixed amount. They want us to spend money. They better put it out, because otherwise most disabled people cannot spend money. All right, around the world, open mic. If you want, take note of the number, 213-816-1650. And I've decided, I think I mentioned this last night, I've decided personally, now I'm not telling anyone how to vote, but personally, I'm going to vote for the person who does something to change this system that denies millions of people the help, even though the money is there. See, the money is there for the help. It's not being used in the right way. That's the thing that we have to fix. So that's who I'm voting for. I don't know who that is or what's going to happen. But I'm hoping that one of the candidates, or the incumbent, the president, will endorse InnerSight and recognize what we're trying to do. Because it's very, very important. And it's a way for us to serve our country. You know, help the average household. Reduce the taxes. Get the agencies involved. Let them start raising part of the money to help us. Why not? You know? All right, around the world, InnerSight, open mic brought to you by the Big East, the Kita Rescue. Little Bear, and I'll tell you something. I've been giving my dog with her meals a little bit of apple cider vinegar, the organic, and it's really helping her. So if your dog has any kind of a digestive problem or skin problem, try that apple cider vinegar a little bit and mix it in the food, you know. And see what results you get. All right. InnerSight, Big East, 609-388-7004. So check it out and adopt the Nikita. Around the world, nobody starves on Long Island. My friend Gary, dog food, cat food, small animal food. He's got some of that. Medical for the, you know, veterinarians for the animals. You can ask them about that. So you give Gary a call, 631-484-309. Wait a minute, I think I got that number wrong. Try that again. All right. 631-484-3... I'll have to look that number up and get back to you. All right. Nobody starves on Long Island. You can find them on the internet and the Facebook. 484-3085. There it is. 484-3085. One more time. 631-484-3085 for Gary's number. All right. Around the world, InnerSight and my buddy Kennedy Realty. Great, great guy. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information? Give Mr. Kennedy a call. 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it right here on InnerSight. And he's a great, great guy. He's a caring person. He's a supporter of Inner Sight. And that tells you a lot about somebody if they care about what we're doing. See? Tells you that they're basically a good person. 631-888-1186, Mr. Kennedy. Around the world, Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Touro Law Center, right next to the courthouse in Central Islip, New York. So check them out. Some of the friends that have helped us in the past. All right, this is Open Mic, and we hope to be able to take some phone calls. By the way, we're trying to help Suzanne, who you hear on the show, to get to Dr. Calipe for the stem cell treatment. Now, Calipe has really shown a lot of interest in this. The treatment is normally $30,000. He has dropped it down to $10,000. He's taken off two-thirds of the price. So we're going to have a GoFundMe up shortly. But in the meantime, if you want to help, you can call the Inner Sight number and leave your number, and we'll call you back, tell you how to make out a check for Suzanne. Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Suzanne has been to doctors for years. She's getting worse, and Dr. Calipe believes he can help her with the stem cell, and it's really like her last resort. All right, Inner Sight, Around the World, Open Mic, and, you know, you call in, turn down your video, radio, television, whatever it is you got there, and try to use a landline when you call in. It's better than a cell phone, and if you do use a cell phone, please try to stay off the speakerphone. Usually interferes with the reception. All right, Open Mic. Talk about anything you want. And let's see, what do we got? What's going on? A lot of economic stuff now. I heard something on the news about J.P. Morgan, how they're going to be changing the way the stock market operates. I was never really a stock market person, but a lot of people are. So that's something that is going to be happening. You see, when something doesn't work, a lot of people realize it's time for change. Well, it's the same thing with this system that's supposed to help us. It doesn't work. You always hear people arguing and fighting with the agencies. There's the proof that it doesn't work. People have to fight for the smallest thing. And when you don't have a law to protect you and bring about enforcement, when you're denied the basics, those are indicators that the system doesn't work. So people, companies are beginning to realize that you got to change things. Well, we've known that for years, way before there was a virus problem. And maybe with this virus, some people will listen to us, and we can get the deficit reduced. We can have the money put into a debit card for the individual. And we can have a lobby so that disabled people can keep their disability no matter what. Because you can't touch that. If you're going to help people with funding to live their life, you can't have a situation where, oh, now you're getting this money, you don't need the check. No. One thing has nothing to do with the other. I think that's going to be our biggest part of the fight. Getting people to be able to keep their disability benefits in light of having funding for other things. Housing, medical, service dogs, occupation, etc. But we'll keep on it, and we'll fight for it, and we'll do it. One way or another, we're going to do it. All right, open mic. Hopefully we can get some phone calls. Engineer right now is incognito, whatever that means. Let's see, tomorrow night show, where's the stimulus money? Thursday night is a show about how it may not happen until Inner Sight does it. So you want to tune in Thursday night, find out what we're talking about. Friday's the funnies. Oh yeah, we got some funny stuff coming up Friday. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. Somebody said Joe Biden's running for president. He ought to open up the back door and keep running. At least he's out of the basement. All right. I don't think Joe's a bad guy that I know of. You know. But I don't see him doing anything to show that he would be a good president. You know, you gotta do things to show people. What are you going to do? How are you going to help me? How are you going to help the country? What Kennedy said that? What did he say? Don't ask what you can do for yourself, or what can you do for your country. I have it wrong. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. All right? That's how I believe the quote is from Kennedy. And that fits right in with what Inner Sight is about. Because with our plan, they can reduce the taxes, reduce the deficit, and people can get better help. I was talking with the woman today from the Andrew's office, Andrew Coverino, who's running for Congress here on Long Island, at the retirement of Peter King. And I gave her one idea. I said, you know, this nursing home business, why can't we use trained volunteers who are already caregivers, you know, who need extra help because they're not making enough money, you know? They put in time to help someone who needs that help, who's out of a nursing home in their own apartment, and you compensate them by paying their electric bill, their rent, depending on how much time they donate, you know. She thought it was a good idea. Look at all the money that saves, you know. These people are insured already. They're trained. And they can always have additional training from the disabled person themselves. So that one thing alone, look at the money the government will save when you don't have to have people waste away in a nursing home. Our friend Maureen, who calls in on the show, having a very hard time getting her mom out because she can't find an apartment, and now she's going to be plagued by the stupid spend down. You know? I mean, it's ridiculous. A spend down. You know, get rid of that. Why do we need a spend down? It's stupid. People need help. People don't have money to spend who are disabled. If you had this volunteer idea going, you wouldn't have to worry about that. You know, Inner Sight could pay the volunteer or compensate them, not pay, compensate them. That's the word. So let's see if Andrew will endorse this, along with the whole package, the whole idea. Time will tell. All right, open mic. I heard that there's baseball, but there's no baseball. Wait a minute. No, that's what I heard. There's baseball, but there's nobody in the stands. Well, what kind of a thing is that? Who yells and cheers when, other than the your fellow player, when you hit a home run? I mean, nobody cheering these guys on, you know. It's got to be a little weird, you know. All because they're worried about a stupid virus. Well, they're not doing enough to pump up the immune system, I'll tell you that. All right, Inner Sight. You know, every day you listen to this news, a different doctor has a different slant on it, a different way. Very confusing. But you never hear them quote the holistic people. Isn't that unusual? Never. I never once heard them quote a Gary Knoll or Dr. Calliope or Jerry Hickey or one of those guys on the news. Why? They're afraid. They're afraid of something. All right? I went into the pharmacy the other day. And I couldn't hear the whole thing, but I heard something about a vaccine that you can get. Now, I don't know if it was for the virus or the flu shot or what, but I tell you, man, they're going to kill the world with this crap. It's ridiculous. Anyway. Open mic. Inner Sight, and I don't know, maybe it may turn out to be a one-man open mic. Me, I got to go all over the place, right? They were supposed to start football this month. I don't know what happened with that. Yeah, they start in August, believe it or not. You know, with the practice stuff, don't they? Yeah. What did they do, go up to Alaska? No, they do it in whatever town, I guess, that the team is from, whatever state. That's pretty hot to put all that gear on in this kind of weather. All right, I don't know what happened with the football. If we get the phones on, maybe somebody will know. Maureen usually knows about these sports.
Hello, I'm here.
She likes sports. Oh, there you are. All right.
Yeah.
Inner sight, open mic.
Sorry, stomach's bothering me a bit.
Just in time to do the Able News.
Yes, I will. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years, wow, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, Inner Sight, Service Dog School. And we're revising the nursing home petition.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if we get Andrew, who's running for Congress out here, to endorse this idea, I bet you're going to get a lot of signatures on that nursing home thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and complain about anything or talk about what you want, you know.
Yeah.
And just keep it clean. We can't have it.
Yeah. Right.
We can't have it dirty.
Yep, no dirty.
All right, any calls on the line?
Let me check, okay.
Who we got?
Hold on, we got nobody. Let me check. I'm going to see if I refresh it. I'll see if I get anybody, okay?
All right.
Sometimes that happens, okay?
Open mic.
No, it's just us two.
All right.
I got you,
so,
babe.
No.
Sorry, had to.
We have... I heard also on this email I got from the White House, Mr. Trump is keeping close watch on this hurricane in the Gulf.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of brutal right now.
Laura, I think the name is?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal right now.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's supposed to be a Category 3.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Storm, you know, the other one is fading, so...
Yeah.
Marco.
I hope it stays that way. Yeah, Marco.
But I heard it was...
Oh, Maureen just called in. Let me see if she wants to...
It was headed to Texas.
Come in. Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Open
mic.
Yeah,
let me see if Maureen wants to talk. I think she does. Most likely she does.
All right. We'll take a call from Queens, Maureen.
Yeah, Maureen. Let me see. All right, hold on.
On the open mic.
All right, here she is.
Around the world, 97,000 plus.
All right. Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
You forgot to press the button, yo.
What happened?
You forgot to press the button. Or you pressed it and it went off.
My phone's been acting up all day. I don't know. My phone's been acting crazy today. I didn't
Welcome
even get to make
phone.
Those calls today. It's been just
Welcome.
Acting weird. I don't know.
Welcome to my phone.
Yeah, a lot of people. I don't know. A lot of people are having trouble with their phone.
You know what? I'm getting a lot of spam, and I can't stand it anymore. It's driving me nuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine was just, I don't know, it was just acting up. It wouldn't go, like, there'd be no dial tone, and I'd have to redo it again, and it wouldn't do a dial tone again. I don't know. It's pulling some new stuff.
I'm
going to
wipe out my phone soon. I'm going to get really upset, and I'm just going to wipe it out and then reload it.
it's probably just another part of the great year of 2020.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. I love 2020, yeah. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
I really love it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's being very facetious at this moment.
I can tell.
Yes.
It's just written all over it.
Yes, it did, didn't it? Now
yeah.
I have to take not one. Now to boot, now listen, both of you, this is funny. Now I get a call today, and I get my, they say, oh, I got great news. And I'm like, okay. Now I'm suspicious of great news, by the way. Very,
suspicious of great news. To one person,
yeah,
what great news is great news, okay? To another,
yeah,
person, it's not so great news sometimes. So
exactly.
I'm listening, right? I said, oh, yeah, well, let's hear the great news. I didn't say anything,
yeah,
to her, you know? So she,
yeah,
says to me,
yeah,
well, it's sort of mixed. Now, here comes the news. Not,
yeah,
the great news. Here comes the news, okay?
Yeah.
So I didn't,
yeah,
say bad news. Yeah. So she says to me, you have your sleep study. This is part, she said, is the great news. She said is the great news. She said, your sleep study is going to be at over here at St. Joseph Hospital. I said, okay. Well, that's close to me. I said, that's better than where it was supposed to be, all the way, you know, out east. And, you know, I didn't quite like that. It was supposed to be, like, somewhere, I think, past Stony Brook. I'm like, no, thank you. Okay, so that was good. So at least it's close to me right here in Farmingdale area, near Bethpage area. So that's good. You know, so it's, like, right one town over. So that's good. But then she tells me, now I have to take a COVID test on Thursday for my procedure on Monday, right? Then she tells me for Wednesday, I got to take another COVID test for the stupid sleep study on Wednesday.
Huh.
Crazy.
It's never great news when you got to go to a hospital.
Yeah. Mm. Two COVID tests back to back. Are they crazy?
Yeah. This whole thing with these tests, I don't know. They still don't make any sense to
Excuse
me.
Excuse me,
know,
let them
really
shove it up their butt if they really want the truth.
Now, today the mayor said about the schools, you know, because they're going to test the ventilation systems and all. So he goes today, because there's nothing like fresh air to take care of the virus. I was told in the nursing home months ago, because, of course, their windows don't open, they're both shut. the virus, you know, it's not good to have the windows open for the virus.
Oh,
now, the mayor today, and I believe me,
she
I don't...
said it in fresh air, right? Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
I don't agree with the mayor on many, many issues, but he
but
said
I
it himself
that.
Today. Is that what you said?
Yeah, ma'am.
You know? Yeah,
I agree
so,
with that.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Since
you need fresh
I was a
air.
Kid, my mother, whenever we got sick... Okay?
Uh-huh.
She used to take, after we were sick, she used to take all the sheets, open the windows, after.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You used to scrub everything down like crazy. Remember? When you were a kid, that's what they used to do.
Air out the room.
Oh, the sun kills the virus. What are you talking about?
That's right. That's right. And air out the room. And air out the room.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So her place, they're bolted shut, and there'll be no fresh air.
Yep.
Or any air of any kind.
You know why?
You know, so.
They want to keep you just alive to get the money, and when they get the money, they want to kill you off. Simple.
Yeah.
Everybody, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it's the truth.
And they want to believe these damn doctors. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No, it's money.
The other day
it's all money.
Yeah, the other day there were a whole bunch more of tests that came back positive that were negative for the jets. So how do you know what's positive and what's negative? And how do you know?
I guarantee you guys, they're going to find me positive on one test and negative on the other. I swear to God.
Yeah,
I have
right.
that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I got that feeling. Yeah.
I know. So the whole thing is just crazy. The whole thing really, really is. You know, it really is just, it makes no sense to me, any of it. But and we're still shut down. Nothing's opening here, even though the rate is minuscule. We're still not opening anything.
Oh, I'll demand right then and there. If any of these tests are positive, I'll demand it right there another one and another one and another one until the damn thing is clear. Because I don't feel any symptoms.
No. Well, that's
not
it. I mean,
whatsoever.
If you don't have any
symptoms. I don't have
symptoms.
Any symptoms at all.
No.
Of COVID.
How do you know what I mean? If there are no symptoms, how can we possibly know that, you know what I mean? We have it. You know?
Yeah. I feel like I did, okay, when in February, exactly the same, okay? I haven't changed, okay, since February.
Yeah.
I've been indoors practically the whole time. I've actually worn a mask all that time. So you tell me, and I've been cautious. I've done everything that they said. I've taken vitamin D for my immunity. I've taken everything. I've taken oil of oregano. I've taken everything.
Right.
And you're telling me that if it's positive... I'll say, wipe your ass with a test. Excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen. That's how I feel. Because your tests are not reliable. You need to make
they're
a reliable
not.
Test. Simple. Because one test is not, and the next one is, and this one isn't. And the, you know, it's bull. It's all bull.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for the election. It's proving nothing.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I mean, any other virus, if you have the flu, you get achy, you get fever, you get this symptom, you get that symptom. How could you possibly have no symptoms? And you know what I mean?
I understand the people who have had are asymptomatic carriers. I do understand that, okay? But then they eventually get it. Now, that I understand, okay? They eventually, you know, find, you know, with this they do get it, okay? But I cannot understand the people who are just totally asymptomatic and get it and don't, they being a carrier to, and give it to everybody.
Well,
they
that's my mom.
Get
she had it and was asymptomatic. But she had no symptoms, they told me. She was just asymptomatic. So, but then when at the end it was, oh, the virus probably died in her. So then, you know what I mean? She had to have had something in her. So I don't, it is. It's all politics. It's
but
all
she's still
election.
Getting, she's all still getting, you know, she still was getting a little short of breath. So there are symptoms there. She was getting a little short of breath.
Say again?
There were slight symptoms there. So it wasn't asymptomatic for real. She was getting short of breath a little.
My
mom? She was getting little symptoms. Yeah, she was getting little symptoms here and there. But they weren't really saying,
she wasn't.
They
said she wasn't.
Yeah, but you know what? Your mom is from the old school. And like my mom is from the old school, they really don't complain. For real.
No, my mom, but I mean, the only thing she had, and she had this before that too, she had it upstairs, was... you know, if she needed a little oxygen from time to time. But that was not just from the... That wasn't from the virus. That was before that. Cause
Being in a nursing home lowers your immune system.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and of
Without
course, and when you have no windows that can possibly open...
That's worse.
You know? And when it's extremely hot... And, you know, they don't like to turn on the air conditioner.
The food, the air, the drugs.
Oh, yeah, I used to go.
I used to go in the morning, and it would be hot as hell there because they'd put the heat on.
And they used to say to me, close the window, and I said no. I used to open the
window. She's like me, my mom. We
like
things cool, you know. We don't like it hot. We like it cool.
No, I mean, you know what I used to do? I used to manage to open it. And then, you know what they used to say to me? You have to close it. I said, no, I don't.
Yeah. Well, this, I don't think I could open it, or I couldn't get over to the other side, but the other two places, I mean, the windows could open to a certain extent, but here they're bolted shut, which
and
I
then they
still
were
have
like,
to find
you're
out
being,
if
you're
that's
being non-compliant.
A
I said, oh, yeah, I know I am. It was so bad.
No, there's
I'm
no
so
bad.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I couldn't breathe. Mm. I said, I can't breathe, and you're jeopardizing my health.
I remember one time we went
to
Forest Hills Hospital, and we almost froze to death in the emergency room because it was so cold because they kept it cold to fight the germs off, you know?
Yeah, they have to in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
I mean, we plumb near froze to death in the emergency room, you know?
Right, and you know
and then
that's
these
the
were
best
telling
way
me,
to do it, you know?
These were telling me when the COVID first started, oh, it'll disappear because it's hot. That's what makes... it disappeared. That's not so. It's cold for things to die off.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just had it the exact because, like I say, most of them are from down.
Hey, Maureen,
I want to
change the subject for a minute. What happened with the football? Did they are they practicing?
Oh, football, I don't know about yet. Football that hasn't started yet. I don't know how that's going to go. We're still in baseball. The
they
Mets
usually
playing
start.
A,
they usually start in August to practice.
They weren't going to have any preseason, I know that. They weren't going to have preseason in the football.
Oh, no
preseason.
So what's going on with
the
baseball?
The Mets and Yankees were supposed to play the Subway Series this weekend, the past one.
Oh, I like that.
But two of the Mets had the virus, so everything was
shut down
pushed back
just
for next weekend.
Subway Series, are they going to have an audience?
No. No fans.
They never.
Why are you gonna have a Subway series without an audience? That's crazy.
Did you hear that the we don't have to have the isolation now for people that are traveling? They don't have to do the 14-day isolation.
Nobody will be on the subway. It's stupid.
That's why it's Subway series all these years. You know, they're so stupid, really, I gotta say.
They're just trying to, Cuomo and de Blasio are just trying to keep it all shut down so they can blame Trump and say, oh, he didn't give any money to New York. That's their whole thing.
Yeah.
That's their whole game, you know. That's what they're doing. Because why would you not open? Oh, and plus, you know, the outside dining. A car went into people the other night. Up on the Upper East Side, I think it was, a car careened into another car and sent it into the outside diners. And the same thing happened last week in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. I didn't even hear about that one at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they keep things secret so that, you know, people don't hear much. But so that's two incidences of people outside dining that. And what are they going to do when it gets cold? They can't sit out.
Oh, yeah, they're going to want you to sit outside. That's.
You know.
That's so freaking stupid, honestly.
Yeah,
you know,
what are they
going to
have?
Spaghetti
and snowball?
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be
instead
special
of spaghetti and meatballs, they'll have spaghetti and snowball. I mean,
exactly.
It's just crazy what they're doing.
Yeah, I know.
It really is.
Those places are going to go out of business in the cold weather.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
It's just so disgusting, really. It really is, you know. So.
They got to find an indoor way of working this. That's all.
Well, there is a way.
Well,
they
why can't they?
Exactly. No, I meant for the filtration too, Frank.
What?
They got this.
And how?
Where do they get all this money?
Hold it, Maureen. What'd you say?
And for the filtration too, Frank. You know.
So safe? I can't understand what you're saying.
I said
filtration. For the air conditioning.
For the air conditioning, yeah. They got to find a better way for these people to survive, you know?
Air conditioning? Well, that stuff's
not Yeah, not the air conditioning. I don't mean that. I mean the heating and all that for, like, when the winter time comes. People have to be able to survive, you know?
Well, now they want to see the schools, too, if they teach the kids outside.
Are they stupid?
They're just going to come to winter for that too, you know?
Yeah, oh no.
And where did they get all the money to do the school filtration? Where did they get all that money to do all the schools? Where did that money come from?
They got lots of money they're hiding,
you know?
I know that, obviously. So this just begs the question that where is the money that for the disabled? Oh, we're not even considered, guys. I just want to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that money goes to the agency.
You know where it is. It's in their pockets.
I just think we're not even considered, honestly. We're not even considered one bit. Nope, not at all.
It's so disgusting,
really.
It really is. Yeah.
They ought to be wiping down all these schools, the classrooms. There's certain oils that they can utilize to cleanse from the virus and also at the same time help the immune system.
Yeah.
You know,
well, when
they need
I
to consult
the
people
lady,
know about that.
Yeah, I know.
When I called the lady from Fidelis, you know, about my mom, I said, when she leaves the nursing home, I said, and if we get an apartment, you know, are they going to have to disinfect the apartment or anything?
You can just wipe it down with bleach mixed in with the floor cleaner or whatever. That's so caustic. And she wants you to wipe it down with bleach. It's crazy.
Yeah, like the floors, if you, you know, put bleach in.
Yeah, but that's so
the
caustic, you know.
But that's all you have to do, and this is all that would be bleach.
Yeah, right?
That's
all she wants you to do. I mean,
they're all nuts. They're all crazy.
They certainly are.
It's all politics. Remember that it's all politics.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yep, it's a shame, but that is it. It really is sad. You know, they don't care who they hurt, who they kill. It's all politics.
No, they don't.
You know. Oh well. Nothing else is new here. I see my mom again tomorrow. And hopefully
cool.
they put her mask on it to bring her down.
Right?
Unlike
yesterday.
Oh, my.
Mm. Yeah, right? For me,
yeah.
I haven't seen her yet.
Any
crazy.
Luck on an apartment?
No, I have to talk. I'm going to call those lawyers and see about stuff tomorrow because I want to get this Medicaid stuff in order, too, you know? And
yeah,
I wish we would get another stimulus check because that would be
what
great.
What do you got to do with Medicaid?
Well, you know, on October 1st, they're having a lot of changes in the home care. So I want to see
what
I have to do for that, you know?
Because
that's the thing that's come up.
Oh,
you know?
Very bad.
Get a place and get her out of there, and you can deal with
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
That should
well,
be whatever
you know,
that
as
is.
As I said last night, I have absolutely nothing in the bank now. I have a stimulus check. That's it. No other money except about 50-something I have in my purse, and that's it. So it's just a god-awful experience when you can't go into a place and say, well, here's, you know, that's it. They're going to want money. You know what I mean?
That's true. True money. not fake money.
But Susan?
Not monopoly.
Well, you
not
might be able to
money.
Get a one-shot deal, but you got to get a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, but it's getting a place is a lot easier said than done. They want money. You know?
Yes,
they're
they do.
They're not going to want, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
So, try to get a place out here.
A
we can help you more.
Yes, we can help you out here. More.
But you guys
in
said
Suffolk
it in here.
County.
We could help you more out here, both of us.
Yeah. All right. It's just a horrible thing that was done to both of us that, you know,
I
was left with nothing, too.
My
home was taken as well. I mean, I couldn't afford the rent on my disability, so that was it, you know? So. Just a horrible thing, you know. So there's paycheck to paycheck, and
it's not even paycheck to paycheck. It's half. It, to me, I believe that what the disabled live on is minuscule. It's not even a paycheck. It's not even considered anything, in my eyes.
It really is. I mean, I couldn't with what I get, $12.18. You can't live on that. Let any person try to live on $12.18 a month. It's impossible.
No,
impossible.
It's like really a joke. To me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Let any non-handicapped person live on that.
Right.
You know, people don't understand. Like when I used to say about having no money, people think, oh, you know, you don't have money. That they don't really
know. No, you know what they
I
say?
I don't really have money, period. I'm not saying
no,
it is.
No, you know what
a,
they say? The really sad part is they say this. They say, oh, you must have money. You get money from the government. Don't BS me like that. They say I've had people say that to me, you know. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Little,
yeah, that
little
minuscule, excuse me, fart of money. They're saying I have money, you know. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Right? You're kidding me. You must be.
But they don't realize that goes to rent.
It goes
and you
to
have
everything.
To pay a phone bill.
Yeah.
You know? They don't realize that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what the hell kind of money that the CNA in my mom's nursing home gets. But she, at Christmas time, she was giving me, you know, when you said to come out, I guess it was a little before that, when you said to come out to Long Island to do the show that time.
Yeah, yeah.
She was going to give me a dress her daughter had that cost $200.
Oh, my. See, she could have some money to give you. That's the sad part. She has the money to give you.
Say it again, Suzanne.
I said she has the money to give you. That's the sad part.
I mean, I never had a dress that cost $200 in my whole life. Nor would I want one. I wouldn't want a dress.
The only time
so what
I
kind
had
of
a dress
kind of
that cost even more money than that was my wedding dress, for God's sake. And it wasn't that much more than that, okay?
Yeah.
It was
so
custom
kind of
made in the city, and it was in the a manufacturing district, and it was about $300, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
They made it custom, okay? And that's the only time it was like $350 total. And it was my wedding dress, for God's sakes, and it was beautiful, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all beads and everything. It was pretty. You know, and I got a good, actually a very good deal, you know, so, but no.
you know, so I don't know what she makes, but
Yeah, right?
And they have their nails done. They have their hair braided. They have and that. You know, so I don't know. I don't know, but.
All right, open mic. We're going to move on, Maureen.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you,
Maureen.
And try to get a place.
Yeah, and Maureen, one day if I ever make something, I'm telling you. I'm sharing. I'm sharing with everybody I really know. If I really make
Wait,
good.
Say it again, Suzette.
Okay.
Say
if I really make good money, I'm sharing with everybody I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, including Frank. You hear me?
Oh.
It's all on national and international radio here.
Right.
You hear me? Because why would I need it, you know? All
yeah,
right, guys.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, open mic, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And, you know, the point is that the money to help disabled people is there.
It is.
You know, it is there. And what people are saying when they say that disabled people have money, they're assuming that the money is there for us. But it's not.
It's not.
It belongs to the agencies. It's not in the right place. That's what
right.
people don't understand.
Right.
You know, they don't want to. They don't want to. You know, hear that. No, the agency has the money that's supposed to be there to help us. We don't have it.
Nope.
So there's the difference. Yeah, the money is there. There is plenty of money to help the disabled.
Okay.
But it's not in our hands.
No, definitely.
It's in the hands of these damn agencies, and that's what we're trying to change, to get the money into the hands of the people who need the basic help.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. So people have to understand that, you know, and sometimes they don't want to understand that, but that's not our problem. That's their problem.
That's right. That is their problem, yes.
See, if they want to be stupid and be ignorant about the whole thing, then
let
them.
I sit down most of the time, there's only very few people that I get that they go, they don't understand it after I tell them. There's very few, very, very few.
Well, you got to explain
it to
them.
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, you get people who really understand once you explain
it to them. The money is there, but it's in the agencies.
Right.
It doesn't.
Exactly.
It's
and they
not
understand
there
for, that.
For us.
You know, that's right. So, but
that's
most
how you gotta
for the most
explain
part, yeah, for the most part, they understand after that. You know, so I mean, it's good. It's all good.
Inner Sight,
but,
open mic. Television Wednesday night, 8:30, channel 20, reruns. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, and again with reruns. So when they ever let us back in the studio.
Yeah, we'd have a real show.
We'll get some new shows.
Yeah, live shows.
We'll make it.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Around the World, Inner Sight, a tomorrow night show.
Yeah,
you want to join us. Where's the stimulus money?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's tomorrow night show.
For everybody. You know, it's not only we're saying it for the disabled, for everybody. Why haven't they just sat down and said, hey, you know, not only America, the globe needs it. Not the American giving the globe. I mean everybody giving everybody, meaning the other
Well, they say
in
Europe,
you know.
they're giving people $5,000 a month or whatever it is.
Wow, that's terrible.
You know, where is it for us?
I don't know. That's terrible. I just got to say.
I mean, these politicians are too damn busy fighting with each other.
No, they're too damn busy. You really want to know what they're doing? They're too damn busy actually, you know, getting together and doing politics with the election. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Well, that too. But they should make sure that this is taken care of first.
No, they don't care. They don't
anyway,
care.
Anyway, we'll get into that more tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thursday night, the show is, it may not get done until Inner Sight does it.
It's very true.
You know?
It's very true.
So we'll explain that on Thursday.
Yeah.
What we're talking about, you know, because the you know, I heard something very interesting on the news today. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies now, and this is a principle that's going to help us. A lot of companies are realizing that they can't function the way they used to.
That's very true. How many
they
got
to change?
Oh yeah.
They got to change their whole idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with us. You can't leave the old way here and expect people to survive and function on this stupid way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to change.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, if it doesn't, a lot of people are going to lose their lives. They're going to lose their jobs,
yeah.
And it's going to get worse.
Sadly,
so
but it's true.
We're hoping that one of these politicians will step up and do something about it.
Yes.
Remains to be
That'd
seen.
That'd be nice. That'd be very nice.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight and open mic. Got a few minutes if you want to call in. 213-816-1650 around the world, and yeah, you know, there's so many things out there that that need to be changed, especially now.
Oh yeah.
With this so-called pandemic.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
the
true.
People, and that's a good observation. What's going to happen? You know, it's outside seating. What's going to happen when the weather turns cold?
Oh yeah, and you know, you've got a lot of people who are disabled. They can't sit outside simply. I mean, that's not easy for somebody who has a disability. You know, they
well,
gotta
it's harder.
Really... Yes, it
yeah.
is. Yeah.
So you know that has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to go out of business.
Yeah.
They won't have any seating in the place.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, stand outside and eat your lunch?
Yeah, right.
In the cold?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
You know what? People, if it comes to it, if the politicians are so stupid and ignorant, if it comes to it, people should just go inside, order the food, and refuse
stay
to
in
leave
there.
And eat in
that's
there.
That's right, and see what happens.
What are they
going to
do?
All at once. What are they going to do? Yeah, that's right.
What are they going to do to those
that's
people?
What are they going to do?
Nothing. Nothing.
That's
because,
interesting.
Because
yeah,
the business owner wants to make money.
You know what?
Throw
the business owner stuff. No, but the business owner.
Oh, you're throwing me out? Here's your food. Give me my money back.
No, but the business owner really suffers, you know.
Sure. That's why I say, if it's cold out, you know, you stay in. Now, some of the places are allowing people in. See, this is the inconsistency here.
No, I'm saying that if the state checks on that business owner suffers. Because what they're doing is if they see that business owner with all the people in there, what they do is they fine him heavily. So then they don't make money that day. It's like, no matter what, it's a catch-22 for that business owner.
So they're not helping
them. They fail. They're not helping them at all. No.
How are you supposed
so
to pay
like,
the fine if you don't have any business?
That's it.
Stupid.
They just want to, yeah, it just, it's like, I don't know. It just gets
all right,
unbelievable.
In a site, we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. I want to thank everybody for listening. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and around the world, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Phone number 631-224-3090. Tomorrow night show, where's the stimulus money? You may never know the answer to that, but we're going to
we're gonna find out.
Throw it at you tomorrow night.
That's right.
Inner Sight.
That's right.
And thank all the 97,000 plus for hearing us. We appreciate that.
Thank you. That's right.
inner sight around the world.
Yep.
Be with you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll be here, God willing.
I'll be here too. God willing.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Thank you so much. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.